And soak up the moonlight, or if it gets cold, we can go inside, light a candle or two, and open up some wine.
Open up some windows.
And if we get lucky, it'll start to rain.
Oh, yeah, a cabin in the woods. It's a dream of many desert dwellers here in the great state of Arizona. Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 28 years. Good morning. Welcome back. We've wrapped up the outdoor living and landscaping segment. 9 o'clock hour is your open hour. If you'd like to get in and talk to us about any project you're trying to tackle, the 9 o'clock hour is when we encourage you to do that. 1-888-767-4348. And in the 10 o'clock hour, we have two plumbers coming in from Walker Plumbing and Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, and it'll be your hour with a plumber, which is always a popular segment. Seems like plumbing is one of those do-it-yourself projects that generally creates the most amount of questions. So if you're stuck in the middle of a plumbing project, we've got two guys coming in at 10 o'clock, so stay tuned for that.
Hey, Romy, I've been walking down memory lane this last week, getting some boxes ready for shredding, and I found...
Going down memory lane, you're getting ready to shred?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Well, it was Dad's original notes from the show when it began 28 years ago. Look at this spiral handwritten notebook. So everything about the show was written in his handwriting. So I was able to kind of.
And you're going to shred those?
Well, he said he didn't want them. I saved this one. I mean,
there's
years
of
them. Yeah, I've got to keep one. So I just want our listeners who haven't been with us for 28 years to know that Rosie has softened quite a bit over the years. His younger you would have started the show like this. We're talking about the weather today. Monsoons the last two nights. I don't want to hear from you procrastinators. Those I spent the last 2 weeks trying to get up on your roofs. Now's not the time to call me crying because of your big old alligator tears about your roof leaks and water stains. He was tough back then, Roms. He's aged well, huh? Our callers today can look forward to a softer Rosie.
A gentler, kinder Rosie.
Seasoned.
Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. You know, with the weather being what it is down here in the desert floor, last week we had a show on home energy audits with David Burns of Green ID. And boy, he sure exploded the phone lines with people that were anxious to get the appointment and take advantage of the special offer he was offering last week. One of the phone calls we took last week were from a couple, Steve and Sherry, who were buying a new home, and they wanted to know what of the builder-offered options should they take advantage of as it related to energy conservation in the home as it was being built. So Sherry put together all the specifications and a lot of information on the house, and David and I had lunch with them yesterday at the...
Y'all put that together?
We had
Very
lunch
good.
With them yesterday in... the Bass Pro Shop over there had
great seafood.
I had a delicious walleye
aquarium
grilled
as well.
Filet that was delicious. And
their alligator's actually pretty good.
It is. We were able to talk our way through what of the options in this new home should they be paying for now to ensure the highest comfort level and return on investment for the duration of their living in the home. A neat floor plan. It's two master suites. So really, you really like that floor plan. And we were talking our way through how to build with some degree of energy efficiency, about sealing the plates and sealing the electrical receptacle outlets on the outside walls, and how important ductwork really is. And, you know, you can buy the most expensive air conditioning equipment in the world, and if the ductwork's not installed right, then you're really not getting the benefits of that high-efficient, expensive equipment. And one of the things we tell people that we'd like to see builders quit doing is we'd like to see builders quit running the return air plenum directly to the box. They need a return air plenum where the returns all go into that area rather than straight into the cabinet air handler. And if we'd like the bedrooms at the farthest end to have their own designated run, not just be on the end of a big line that just is down at the very end, just for comfort level. So we had a great lunch with Steve and Sherry. We appreciated the opportunity. If I'd have known their house wasn't so imminently breaking ground, we probably would have opened that up to anybody that wanted to join us, because it was a great educational time just listening to Dave talk about the things to be aware of. It was a great education for me. So, again, thank you, David Burns of Green ID, one of the ROSI certified home energy audit companies. And I want to tell you, not all energy audit companies, whole house energy audit companies, are created equal. I've seen some terrible reports. There's only two ROSI certified, Green ID and Rias. Okay? And Rias is actually offering some special options right now, too. So you can contact them at rias.com/tuneup or call them at 480-969-7500. We'll talk more about that in a little while. We have an article. Go ahead.
I'm sorry I missed that. I was out this week on a little vacation.
Yes, you were. You
well-deserved
vacation.
Catching
well-deserved.
On Friday when that lunch was, but I may have tried. There's so many building products, it's hard to keep track of them all. But when Dave said he preferred wood framed over block, I thought, he's never been inside an Integra home. He was talking about that thermal bridging. I thought, I'm going to make a point to go take Dave on a little tour of Integra wall systems. Obviously, for existing homes, that's not a realistic retrofit application. But if you are looking at building a new home and it's not a masonry Integra wall, you just go walk through one and you'll get it. You will get it instantly.
I think so. I don't know that there's it's one of the topics we get to in today's topic, building your weekend retreat.
And there's so many things that you don't you don't realize come with added value benefit. When you're talking about energy savings, there's only so much return energy savings will get you at the end of the day. When you don't have to fix stucco, repaint, you get a colored, exposed masonry home that you never have to paint, never have to fix stucco cracks every 5 to 8 years. That return adds up a whole lot faster than $5 here or $5 that month on energy savings.
That's a quality of life, baby.
And then when you compare the thermal bridging of the Integra wall with the foam inserts, it's my next home will have no stucco and no interior drywall.
Yeah, I agree. I agree completely. And no carpet.
Right. I already had that.
Yeah. Yeah, you've already got the naked floor syndrome going on. But, you know, there's areas around Arizona that people kind of flock to in the summer to be in the pines, experience, at least, if nothing else, the cooler evenings, even though at altitude, you know, at 5,000 feet, 85 degrees is pretty warm. But then when you cool down to the 50s at night, that's what makes it all worthwhile. And I see these people in these communities, and they're putting up log cabins or they're putting up woodside cabins. And, boy, it's great for about the first 5 to 6 or 7 or 8 years. But you buy these homes that are maybe a decade or 2 decades or 3 decades old, and I don't think most people realize the maintenance project that they are buying. And they're into about their third or fourth summer of owning these homes, and they're getting worn out because every single summer, every single trip up to these properties is fixing something or caulking something or painting or staining or chinking something, keeping the mice out, keeping the little gophers out. It just goes on and on and on. So as your intent is to have a masonry home, I tell you what, when we start building our cabin on our property, and we haven't started building yet, but it's going to be an all masonry home. It's going to be aluminum clad Pella windows. It's going to be a metal roof, and there's going to be a switch when you walk in the front door that activates the electric panel, activates the pump, and you're done. Start living.
If you can't get yourself to that mindset because you're so set on the smell and the look of a log cabin, do a stone veneer. That stuff can fall off, and the structural integrity of your home will last for hundreds of years. And then, 20, 30 years, replace the wood veneer. It just, no-brainer in my book.
Let's see if we can get to a couple calls. They're loading up here. Let's take Carolyn. We've got Candy and Bob all lined up here at Rosie on the House. You can join the conversation if you'd like at 1-888-767-4348. Maybe you can tell us of a dream vacation, getaway, weekend spot in the cool country that you've owned in the past. Maybe it's a dream come true. And maybe it's a nightmare. We'd love to hear both sides of the story at 1-888-767-4348. Miss Carolyn, how are you? Good morning. Thank you for calling. Rosie on the House.
Oh, well, thank you for taking the call. I wanted to ask, I have a pebble chlorine pool, and if I switch to salt, will it damage the pebble surface?
Well, I'm not the expert on that you would want to talk. We just missed that expert. He was in at 7 o'clock, Tom Postorino.
Do you think he's gone for his nap yet?
Probably.
Probably. Yeah, well, we'll try and maybe lifeline him.
But I can tell you this, Carolyn, not as a pool expert, but as a builder and a remodeler who has seen the huge conversion to salt pools about 15 years ago, we thought it was a cure-all for a lot of things. And it ended up being not quite the deal that we thought it was. It ended up being pretty corrosive on decks and patios and furniture and equipment. I like it better myself, personally, but it does come with its downside. We've got your name. We've got your number. We're going to pass it on to one of our experts, Craig O'Grady at Desert Sun Pools, or Tom Postorino, a Postorino Pool Service, and we're going to have them give you a call back and give you every detail of information you need to know about converting a chlorine pool to a salt pool and what that can do to a Pebble Tech surface. Candy in Phoenix has an air conditioning question that we're going to have to take after the break.
Yes.
Bob in Phoenix has a topic he wants to bring up. And Romy, if we go to that topic, we'll be stuck on it the rest of the show, or we'll decide when we get back if we're going to take that call or not.
All right.